This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakwa has been sharing a powerful exhortation titled, How to Thank God in Difficult Times. Today he continues. Let's join him.
I started sharing on the subject, how to thank God in a difficult time. Why? Because in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, the Bible says, in everything give thanks. It's an instruction. Why is it an instruction? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's not your will, it's his will. Which means God has chosen something that you have to do and you cannot bargain with him. It's an instruction. He said, everything in good times, thank me. When you are sick, thank me. When you are broke, thank me. And the Bible says, this is the will of God. This is not our choice. It's God's choice for his children. And we must abide by God's choice. So we have to do it. But you will agree with me that it's difficult to thank God in difficult times. Because normally speaking, it is easy to thank God when you are happy. When you had a breakthrough, when you've got a job, things are going on well, you're a student, you're doing well in school, then it's very easy to thank God. But what about when things are not going on well? What are you going to do? So we read John chapter 11, where I read about the death of Lazarus. It was a time of great mourning and sadness at that time. But only one person managed to thank God in a difficult time. So we started examining why Jesus was so different. What was it that made him thank God in a difficult time? Was it that he did not understand the gravity of the situation? Was it that he didn't care? Why did he thank God in a bad time? So we took our text from John chapter 11 verse 1. Let's read. It says, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Verse 3 says, therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. So this man Lazarus was sick, and the Bible says these women had been supporting Jesus, ministering to Jesus of their finances, of their substance, and blessing Jesus. So when their brother was sick, they had the audacity to send for Jesus. In this story, somebody was sick. It's a difficult time. It was not only a time of sickness, it was also a time of disappointment. They expected Jesus to come when they told him that Lazarus is sick, but he never came. It was also a time of delay. Jesus seemed to have delayed. He has been dead 4 days. It's difficult to thank God when you feel things have delayed. Tough time. Sometimes we are waiting for a child before we thank God. Sometimes you're waiting for your promotion in the office before you thank God. But the Bible says not Jesus. Even as the corpse was smelly and stinking, he started thanking God. How did he manage to thank God in a difficult time? I shared with you 2 keys. Number one, I said he had a spiritual perspective of a situation. When you look at something, perspective means how you see things. When you look at something naturally, spiritually, it could have another meaning. So something could be bad in the natural, but in the spiritual, it's a good thing. It is only a spiritual eye that can make you give thanks in a time of great difficulty. Number two, I said, so what can we do to thank God in a difficult time? I said, you must minimize the problem. So when Jesus went for the funeral, and he stood at the tomb of Lazarus. In verse 39, he said, take ye away the stone. They removed
removing of the stone does not mean Lazarus has been resurrected. But it means that when Lazarus is resurrected, at least the stone will not be there, so he can come out. So a little change can help. But sometimes you can make your own effort to minimize the problem. And when you minimize it, it will be enough reason for you to give thanks to God, even in a difficult situation. Number three, you must be mindful of the spiritual consequences of certain actions. You know, there are things that when you do naturally, it has a spiritual consequence. It means something in the realm of the spirit. Let me give an example. You know, there is a brother that I know. That brother was on drugs, came to join the church. And when he came to join the church, we prayed the sinner's prayer, gave his life to Christ, and I prayed with him. And in the sinner's prayer, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, the Bible says, if thou shalt believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, and confess with your mouth that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So he just said a sinner's prayer. I give my life to you, Lord, blah, 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 blah. Then after, I prayed. Somebody who had been a drug addict for many years, after that time, that was it. Totally transformed into a totally new person. The words he spoke, the words I spoke, they were just normal acoustic words in the natural. But in the spirit realm, something happened. He was translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Something changed in the spirit realm. Sometimes there are certain things we do because we don't understand maybe the spiritual consequences of it. If we understood it, we wouldn't do it. The opposite of thanksgiving is complaining or memory. You know, complain is to say bad things loudly to the hearing of others. But memory is to do the same thing, but this time undertone. So it's the same thing, but one has a stronger volume. Now, if you don't give thanks to God in a difficult situation, what will happen is that you will do the opposite, which is either you will murmur or you will complain. Like the sinner's prayer, both of these things, they have spiritual consequences. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1, Paul gave a warning about four things, of which memory and complaining are number 3 and number 4. He said, moreover, brethren, I will not have you to be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, even as they also lusted. Here, Paul says that he was telling the church of Corinth, and now he's referring to when God's people came from Egypt through Canaan and were being led by Moses. And he said, they passed through the cloud and they passed through the sea. So these were people who were born again, and they were even moving in spiritual gifts. They were baptized in the Holy Ghost. But he said, God was not happy with them. Now, the question you should ask yourself is, what did they do? One of the main things that they did was complaining and murmuring. For example, the first one that happened, Moses sent 12 spies to go and spy out the land. And when they came back with complaints that the promise that God had given to them, it wouldn't work because of the problems they had seen and the enemies they had seen in the land. Now, when you complain, what happens? Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. That is why Jesus said to Mary in John 11:40, when Lazarus died, he said, if only you will believe and you will not murmur, you will not complain, you will see the glory of God. In other words, those who don't thank God, who don't believe, they don't see the glory of God. That's why Jesus gave thanks, because he wanted to see the glory of God. Remembering about the power of God. Because it was from there that the Bible says, in verse 41, it says, and they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Instead of complaining like everybody else, Jesus said, Father, I thank you. Why? Because he knew that remembering about the power and the grace of God. That's what the Bible says. In everything, 1 Corinthians 5:18, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In verse 19, it says, quench not the spirit. In other words, in a difficult time, you may just think, oh, it's normal, it's nothing, you are just complaining. But here the Bible says, what it does is that it hinders the move of the Spirit of God. So it says, quench not the Spirit.
Thanks for joining us on today's broadcast. Today we learned that to be able to thank God in difficult times, we must be mindful that actions like murmuring and complaining have spiritual consequences. Join us same time Monday for another exciting encounter with Kakra Baden.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our fuel. Somebody will say, what is fuel? Our fuel, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's fuel. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kakra Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you've become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakra Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233-55-790-10. That's +233-55-790-10. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/kakrabating.